The World This Week, Politics.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan won another term as Turkey's president, taking 52% of the vote in a runoff election against the opposition candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe reported that the election was well run, but that media bias and restrictions on freedom of expression created an unlevel playing field in favor of Mr. Erdogan. The Turkish lira hit a new low against the dollar. Turkey warned Sweden to rein in domestic Kurdish activists after a pro-Kurdish group projected a flag onto the parliament building in Stockholm. Turkey is the last holdout in NATO against Sweden's membership of the alliance. Joe Biden said he had called Mr. Erdogan after his victory and asked him to drop his opposition to Sweden's bid. The pair also discussed the possibility of sending F-16s to Turkey. The Ukrainian capital Kyiv was attacked again by waves of Russian drones. Officials said most were shot down. Following one assault, Moscow was also hit by several drones, causing minor damage. It was the most significant strike on the Russian capital since the start of the war. Ukraine denied that it was behind that attack. Russia blamed the West for encouraging Ukraine. Mikhail Mishustin, Russia's prime minister, said that 1.5 million Russian passports had been issued to people in the parts of Ukraine. Russia does not fully control the regions. Under a decree signed by Vladimir Putin, those who do not accept Russian citizenship face possible deportation. In Poland, the president, Andrzej Duda, signed a bill to investigate Russian influence in the country's politics. The ruling Law and Justice Party says this is necessary to weed out Russian agents, but its opponents say the intention is to scrutinize previous governments headed by Donald Tusk, who now leads the opposition, and to harass him ahead of an election later this year. NATO is sending another 700 peacekeeping troops to Kosovo amid a surge in violence in the country. Clashes between NATO peacekeepers and ethnic Serbs protesting against the installation of ethnic Albanian mayors in northern Kosovo, where Serbs form the majority of the population, has led to dozens of injuries on both sides. America and the EU have blamed Kosovar authorities for the trouble.